had on Turkey Day as we get it started here on 95.7 The Game. All right, we've got a full cast of characters. We've got Nice Guy Steven is behind the glass. He'll be on the Wheels of Steel today. So if you have any music. Oh, I do have some musical suggestions, Steven.
What's
this,
that?
This officially starts the Christmas holiday. I want nothing but Christmas bump music today.
Really?
With the exception of The Cure's Friday song. That we'll mix that in at some point today as well.
The Cure?
Yeah,
is what you're hitting me with on a Friday?
I'm hitting you with The Cure. But other than that, I just want Christmas songs today. What about you?
I'm
is
with
that
you.
Fun? This officially, are you going to get your tree today?
No, we don't judge me because we do the artificial tree.
Oh, I might not be able to make it 4 hours
I
with
grew
you.
Up on an artificial
no.
tree.
No.
Yeah, and I used to date a woman that kind of judged my upbringing because of my parents decided. Like, if the tree was not artificial, I had a great upbringing.
Yes.
I'm like, that has nothing to do with
No, I'm
that.
With that ex-girlfriend. I'm on your ex-girlfriend's side on this one. You need to get a natural tree. Now, I'm not saying you have to go be, you know, a guy with your own axe and go into
there
the deep woods and cut it down. But you got to get a real tree. The fragrant, the smell of the real tree.
Yeah, but I'm big into colors, and I know that with that artificial one, it's going to give me that pretty green, you know?
Right.
I don't have to worry about getting the wrong one.
I want nothing but Christmas music today. I'm in a Christmas mood. After Thanksgiving, I'm in a Christmas mood.
And if I'm
Steven,
correct,
you good
I should
that?
Know this, because it's Black Friday, right? Which actually starts on Thursday.
It does it really?
Yeah.
When
the malls are opening like at 3 or 4 on we just can't wait.
I've got this from Bloomberg because I get up early and I just read nothing but business news.
Like it.
Bloomberg tells me today that they're expected to spend $1.1 trillion. Let me get this right. The biggest annual shopping day in the U.S. has got off to a strong start, with spending expected to exceed $1.1 trillion.
What does that mean?
But that's over the holiday period.
Oh, okay.
That's according
right.
to a
Not
forecast
just today.
From Deloitte.
All right.
All right. So for those of you who are into, you got, I wonder if that's what that's going to do for the stock in Target, your Costco's.
But I don't dare participate today. When I get done
Best
with
buy.
You, I'll go to the gym. I'll go to watch Tiger Field, maybe. We'll get into that.
I want to talk about Tiger and Phil.
Yeah, but shopping's not on my itinerary today.
Come on. People are on the roadways now going to the Black Friday doorbuster deal, guru.
Get that TV.
You got to get the TV.
Yeah.
They always list a TV like a 47-incher for $122. You got to be there at 3
there
in the morning.
There are some good deals, because now you're getting me excited.
So, Nice Guy Steven, are we good for Christmas music, or are you going to veto my choices here?
No, we'll go with Christmas music. This is your show.
This is, well, I don't know about that. It's Yolo and Dibs, but they get the day off. We're going to wreck it for them for 4 hours, and they're going to have to rebuild it on
Who
Monday.
Cares?
Exactly. Yeah. Nash is helping produce this bad boy as well. Nash, was your Thanksgiving a good one? Did you enjoy your Thanksgiving back there?
Always a pleasure spending with some close friends. Didn't get a chance to see the family this year. They were down in Southern California.
Wow. Oh. That's what it is when you're working your way up in this business.
Yeah, good-looking guy. I'm sure he wasn't by himself. Carlos.
Handsome man. There were some friends.
You
we used
too,
to call
Steve.
That misfit Thanksgiving. I
Look
used to
at
do that.
That. Misfit.
Yeah, because I've worked for a number of NBA teams, and you're always working on holidays. And so whoever was from out of town, we'd have them over, and we have misfit holiday.
I like that. Because that's a big deal. You know, you're by yourself in a hotel room. Look around like, am I winning?
That can be pretty bad, too. I've been on the road for some of those.
But you're working, though, so you're not unemployed.
All right, 888-957-9570. That's the phone number to call here at 95.7 The Game. You also have the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. Feel free to jump in all day long. Would love to hear your doorbuster deal. If you're out and about shopping, I want to hear what you're getting today.
Yeah.
Something special. Are you getting a new phone? Are you getting the earbuds? I'm thinking of getting the earbuds that don't have the wires in them. Have you seen those? They're just little buds in your ear.
Did you talk to my wife? Just real quick. I've been at the gym, and I'm the old guy with the wire.
I've got
then
the
when
IM
I'm doing
too.
Something, the wire comes out, and everybody's looking without telling me, like, dude, get with the times. And then I said, you know what? I think I'm going to get some wireless headphones from my old self this Christmas.
That's my Christmas
wish
list. Not
that I buy my own gift, but you know.
No, that's what I'm doing. It's on my Santa list. Santa, I've been good this year.
Today might be the day,
The wireless buds, baby.
Gotta do it.
All right, so we're going to get into some Christmas stuff at some point. We are going to talk some sports because the Warriors have a back-to-back. Starting tonight, they got the Portland Trailblazers coming to town. Portland Trailblazers are one of the fun teams in the NBA. You know, they're number two in the West right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not...
The West is upside down. It's not what I thought it would be at this juncture.
It's certainly different. Memphis at 12-5 and Portland at 12-6. That's your 1-2 right now. It's going to change between now and April. But I'm a little bit surprised by this. And Portland coming in, that means Dame is coming back home.
Dame Dalla.
Dame Dalla coming right back here. Is he going to wrap his way to 42 points in a Blazer victory?
Have you heard him? Have you heard a record from
Dame? I actually have. I think we've played it on this show.
Yeah, he's not bad.
No, he's actually got some skizzles.
My old thing when I used to judge rappers is, you're not the worst, which is a compliment, you know, but he's pretty good.
Who's the best NBA rapper? If you're going back with Shaq, would you go, didn't Kobe?
Yeah, don't
drop something.
Up. Yeah.
Did you ever hear Chris Webber's?
Yeah, I did. C-Web. I was a big fan of his.
That was one of his.
He wasn't the best either. I'm going to go Allen Iverson.
Really?
Yeah, AI had an album back in the day.
It was pretty solid?
Yeah, it was pretty solid to me.
All righty.
Yeah, but I'm different.
He's no Dame Lillard, though.
No, Dame is. He's special.
Dame Dalla can do it. He can actually do it. And you know who else is pretty good? A team the Warriors play tomorrow, the Sacramento Kings. Marvin Bagley is actually, he fancies himself a rapper almost more
no
so
way.
Than a basketball player.
No way,
yeah,
Coast.
He freestyle, he's got it all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because he got the do. You know, he's rocking that do.
Yeah. Nash, you got one for me in there? Who else is a great NBA rapper?
Well, I don't know if he's a rapper, but JaVale McGee goes by Pierre. He's like an R&B singer kind of deal.
Oh.
Really?
Speaking of JaVale, Coase, mm-hmm. are you shocked at how well he's playing for the Lakers? Not that he didn't play well here. The minute usage. I thought the asthma was he is a big part of what the Lakers are doing.
Yeah, he is. It's still, always will
sold.
Be LeBron's team. I am not sold on them.
Okay.
I think LeBron is extending himself as much as he possibly can for them to win.
Okay.
And that's the way. That's my belief. I think their roster is a group of rats and young guys.
Yeah.
You know, they're guys who are going to fill out a roster. JaVale's going to fill out a roster because you need 13 guys.
Well, he's doing well for himself. He's scoring. Offensively, he shocked me.
All right. So we're going to talk some Warriors tonight. And something you sent out yesterday. You want to tell people, remember the text you sent? Was it yesterday or Wednesday? The text you sent about KD?
KD.
What did he do? What did KD do?
Oh, yeah. I said it to you. Allegedly liked a post on Instagram where a fan commented on Draymond Green being traded. And then the team would be his. He liked it. And he got the national shows let off, get a life, but they let off yesterday with that.
All right.
And I don't know. I don't believe that to be true.
You know,
I sent it to you. It's an actual, they have the, you know, the post.
So did Kevin Durant actually like a social media post regarding a statement about a possible Draymond Green trade?
Wow.
All right.
I'm hoping not, Coase.
We've got to get into that at some point between now. Well, we're going to do that when we continue. Here's what we've got. We've got a lot of Warriors discussion, whether it's tonight's game against the Blazers, whether it's tomorrow's game against the upstart Kings. Two teams that I think can push the Warriors, the current Warrior roster the way it is. They can push them. Neither team is better than the Warriors, but both can push. I think Portland's going to give them a handful tonight. And the Kings, the way they play, Kings are off tonight. They play at the second fastest pace in the NBA.
Wow.
They've had a game. They scored 146 in Atlanta.
They can just score.
They run.
What did I tell you? Like watching a track team.
It is.
But I'm going to just share with you this. I'm disappointed, and I keep hearing the excuses, Coase, Steph being out. I expect more from this Warrior roster without Green and Steph Curry, and I'm not getting it. They got mollywopped by 30 at one juncture. An ESPN game. And I'm like, okay, KD, you'll look at Westbrook, and that'll be the fire that helps you carry this team to a win. And they get ran out of the building.
Yep.
But every turn, oh, KD, they don't have their point guard. Coase, I'm getting tired of it.
I'm telling you, that's a team that's built. Exactly. All-stars. And one, when he's right, might be the best player on the planet. KD might be the best player on the planet. There are times when he, offensively, unstoppable. But it's not enough to get them over the hump. We're going to talk more Warriors today. We're going to get into the Kevin Durant situation and whether or not he's the most butthurt player in the entire NBA, or if this is a guy who, is he egging it on for his own edification? Is he just keeping it? Is he maybe trolling everyone greater than anyone has trolled everyone before, and only he knows it?
And it would make total sense of what we've seen and heard if that was the grand master plan.
All right, here's the big thing, though. Today is Black Friday.
Yeah.
All right, so being Black Friday, here at 95.7 The Game, we wanted to give you the best doorbuster deal we possibly could. We've come up with something.
Oh.
All day long, because we're live and local all day long. OK, Okay.
Gotta love it.
Not going to give you some crappy college football game so we can give our weekenders the day off. Okay. Weekender Jim is here to work.
Oh.
Everyday guru
Look
is here
you.
For you, the people. All right. Let me just point that out. So what we've done is the higher powers here have been able to come up with, and you're not going to believe this, they've got courtside club tickets, a pair of courtside club tickets for the Warriors Heat game on February the 10th. I don't know if you ever sat in these tickets. These are unbelievable seats.
I get a live coach. I said on my bucket list is to watch an NBA game in those seats.
Well, then this is today's your day.
But I can't.
Because
man.
You can win. Just call. You got a cell phone, right?
Wow, you got me excited now.
Boom. You got a call. Here's the deal. Black Friday special today, starting in the 6 o'clock hour now through 6 o'clock tonight, because we're live and local all day long.
12 hours.
All right, we're going to qualify 5 listeners once an hour all day long for the next 12 hours. It starts at the bottom of the hour here in the 6 o'clock hour. At the bottom of the hour, organically, we're not going to call for it. I'm not going to say, get ready. Here's what you do. You're going to hear what, Steve?
He got it!
That's it. You're going to hear our good friend, Tim Wah, if we were in Canada. It's Tim Roy, because we're here in the States.
Rock.
Again, let me hear Tim one more time.
He got it!
It's just going to, you and I could be talking about the Sharks tonight, and all of a sudden we could hear that sounder.
Play one. He got it!
And you call the number. What's the number? I don't have the number now with me. Do the regular number?
It's a contest line. We'll give it out next segment.
We'll give it out next segment? All right, let's take a break. We got to step aside. It's 13 past the hour. Guru, I couldn't be more excited to work with you for the next 4 hours.
I believe
you. Geared up and ready to go?
I'm ready.
I'm going to talk about my 5K I ran yesterday.
Dude!
17 people over at the crib yesterday.
Gotcha.
I had a kid jumping in the pool yesterday.
And you're here this early. How?
Guru and Co's in for Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
An experience you'll never forget. Black Friday is here, and we're giving away a pair of Warriors courtside club tickets.
Curry with 4, Curry with 3.
Listen 30 after the hour, every hour.
Takes a 3 for the win.
Warriors courtside tickets could be yours.
He got it.
A Black Friday special on 95.7. The Game. Now back to 95.7 The Game.
I might walk out on the show.
La la la. La
Let la. Me play Christmas music at your own peril is what I say, Jim.
It is officially the Christmas holiday. I want Christmas music. What is this?
It sounds like Shaq O'Neal.
It's Deck the Club by Yin Yang Twins.
Is it?
Yin Yang Twins, Cole's early Friday morning.
The yin and the yang of the holidays.
Are we going to hear from Snoop? In Pitch Perfect, when he does that Christmas song that he sings with, what's her name in that show?
Good. That is
that's
great.
That's a good one.
That's good knowledge right now.
Thank you. Thank you. I can get it going. That's actually, that series of movies, Pitch Perfect, it's very good stuff.
Snoop just had a star
very good
out in
stuff.
Hollywood.
He did?
Yeah.
They're giving stars away. You might get one next week, man. I see you're wearing your Ezekiel today.
Oh yeah, chest out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Stomach dude, but chest out, you know.
Are they coming
good.
Back? Are they getting ready to get real?
When you root for a team like Dallas and the owner Jerry Jones, the Super Bowl is one playoff game. And the reason I say that in the Johnson household is we treat that one wild card game like a Super Bowl.
All right.
I think we might have some action. I'm getting a little excited.
All right. Well, my team are the Bears. They're now 8-3.
Dude, who's Nagy?
Yeah. The head coach has got an offense that gets it done.
But what was up with the quarterback switch? And
okay.
It worked.
Yeah, well, because Mitchell Trubisky got hurt on the Sunday night game. He hurt his right shoulder.
Oh, that's what went in.
Yeah,
okay.
And so they had Chase Daniel come in and start for him. Daniel got his bell rung a couple of times, but he ended up throwing a couple of scores. The Bears are 8-3.
Dude.
All is right in the NFC North.
I love those orange
Dallas
unis.
Dallas is winning.
Yeah.
I like the orange unis,
I like
too.
Them.
I'm a big
yeah.
fan. How about my guy Amari Cooper? Raider fan? Sorry.
You it know, hurt.
Close your ears.
Did you think he was done? I asked you in the break.
I
never once thought Amari Cooper was not a number one or living up to it. I thought he was a product of his environment.
I thought 2 years ago he was fantastic. I thought last year that it fell off because it became a hot mess. And with Gruden coming back this year, boom, going to get it done. He was going to come back. He stunk. He was awful. He never got open. He got no separation. And when they got a first-round pick for him, I thought, this is phenomenal.
Wow.
Boy, he was something else. I have him on my fantasy team.
He can run a route as good as anybody. Oh, how'd that go?
Oh, I had a day yesterday. Yeah. I had a day. I had him, and I have Tariq Cohen of the Bears, the running back. He scored a touchdown. Look out.
Look out, Coase.
Two guys. I got 60
points. What's your
points.
Team name?
Nothing fancy.
All right,
no, I just Team Cozumel. Team Cozumel. That's what it is. Everybody knows. But everyone in the league shoots for me. Everyone wants to knock off the sportscaster.
I got you.
You know, that's how it is. All right, a lot of stuff going on here. Remember, we've got that cool... where you can qualify for the Warriors Club tickets. You do that at the bottom of the hour throughout this show between 6 and 10 o'clock. You'll hear a sounder when you do. Make sure you call the number, and the number 415-402-6865. I want to get it right. 415-402-6865. That's the contest line. You get qualified, and then tonight at 6:30, JD and Steiny are going to announce the winner of the Courtside Club tickets to the Warrior Heat game on February the 10th.
That's a big deal.
That's a really cool thing to have happen, and those tickets are phenomenal. Staying on the Golden State Warriors, you sent something to Nash and myself yesterday via the text version that Kevin Durant is making the situation worse and worse. Durant is what he did was he liked an Instagram comment about a rumored Draymond Green trade. So, number one, do we ever find out if that really did happen? Kevin Durant liking an Instagram post that someone mentioned a trade with Draymond.
I'm going to tell you, my sources, I couldn't verify.
I couldn't find it.
All right, but it looked like that to be the case. And we heard KD on the podcast with Haynes, is it?
Yeah.
And he sounded different. He sounded like he understood the enormity of what it looks like if he's not happy and it going on the court. So I'm like, we're getting the social butterfly, KD. Somebody, Cozumel, sat down with him and told him, hey, look, this is what it looks like. So I thought we were past this. Mm-hmm. Then I wake up yesterday, get done with my run. I read that, and then I think, if I'm Draymond Green, that has to be the knife in the heart of our relationship or partnership as teammates, if that's true. And then I want to just Dr. Phil to Kevin Durant, if I may. Like, why would you, what did Herm Edwards say? Press before sin or think? Why would you think before like? Because that's a crusher.
He is either the greatest troll in the history of social media.
You got me on that now.
All right. He might be the smartest, greatest troll in NBA Twitter, because there's nothing bigger than NBA social media, right? It's the most...
It's king.
I think Kevin Durant alone has... Is that what it is? Durant alone has more followers than the NFL?
Right.
or Durant has more than Major League Baseball?
Yeah, NBA is hip.
So he is either the greatest in the history of trolling or the single most butthurt guy in the history of the NBA. Because if you look at his social history, his social media history, first of all, just go to his personality. He's swearing at a guy sitting courtside in Dallas the other day.
That cost him 25 racks.
Because he didn't just yell at him. He was swearing and using some bad cusses.
And the fan, allegedly, it said just cupcake. So the fan didn't say anything racial or...
No. Wow. If he did, they should have kicked the fan out. But he didn't say anything racial. He didn't use any objectionable terminology. He said cupcake. All right, and then Durant comes over, wanted the guy to get rid. He wanted first. He wanted the fan removed. Then he walked over to the fan and he gave him the F-bombs.
Coase, it shouldn't be that easy to get your attention if you're focused on the game. Why the rabbit ears? Bugs Bunny.
If I told you, take the name out of it. If I told you there was a guy who had a burner account who used to get into fights on Twitter with regular fans. If I told you there was a guy who was liking his teammates' rumored trades. If I told you a guy that was just swearing at random fan for calling him a soft cupcake, how soft would you say that athlete is emotionally?
Super soft.
Right? How soft is Kevin Durant? Do we think he's soft or do we think he's a stone cold killer?
Those right now, I'm just going with what we're seeing, what he's given us. Soft.
How much is he to blame for this continuing to be? Remember, everyone said this shouldn't be a story any longer. The media keeps dragging it on. He looked at a media member, a Bay Area media member.
Was that Medina or Slater?
It was one of those two. We're going to have Mark Medina on a little bit later today. We'll ask him if it was Medina. We'll find out who it was. Whoever asked the question, Katie looked at him and said, don't ever ask me that again. It was Medina?
That was Medina.
And he's coming on with us today? So we're going to get Medina on this. So that, on the beat.
So you're trying to, you want it to die down if you're Durant.
Right.
You yell at the reporter knowing that's lighter fluid on the situation, or do you really believe that was you putting water on it?
He told the media stop asking the question, and then he likes a post about the guy he just got into a jaw with. About a rumored trade.
And then you lose at home to your other rival, 123-95. We don't know when Steph's coming back.
Well, let me ask you about that. He had 27 and 13 boards,
I think. You get 27 falling out of bed. Give me 40 or 45 with the team hemorrhaging. Is that? No, come on, Coles. To the regular guy, 27, hey, Kevin Martin's of the NBA, that's a great game. Kevin Durant, you fall out of bed. Can you channel your inner LeBron and make guys on this roster better? And I think I got my answer, Coz. And it's no slight to KD. You're not that transcendent player that we once were saying, this guy might be better than LeBron. You don't have those intangibles. You are a scorer, a great one. But I'm sorry, that was embarrassing, 123-95.
Is all this stuff proving what we all thought? He was never going to win a championship. He needed to go somewhere that had the infrastructure of a championship team in order to get his rings.
Wow.
Is this now proving it? Because now,
that's great.
Right, two of the guys who were center to that aren't there on a regular basis. Draymond has the toe, allegedly, and then you've got Steph with his injury. Well, now's your chance to shine, and your shining is losing four straight. You're getting your numbers.
1 of 17 from three after
exactly.
the incident.
Yep, and then they've lost five of their last six. This is your chance to shine if you're Kevin Durant. Is he letting everyone know what we all thought when he left Oklahoma City? You know what? I'm not the leader of a championship team. I could be a part of a great, great team.
Coz, that was profound, and I'm ready to put my stamp, Daryl the Guru Johnson stamp, on that statement because it's obvious. And if something doesn't change, John Dickinson, I did the Warriors wrap up with him. He goes, well, him and other guys, oh, KD's not that type of player. He's not getting the same type shots. I'm like, bullpucky, that's an easy way out.
He got it!
There you go. Can he put guys on his back? And Clay and KD are two all-stars, Jim. Is it too much to ask that they take down Oklahoma City Thunder team after their team is under the microscope and hemorrhaging?
Just to remind everyone, what we heard was Tim Roy. Whenever you hear Tim Roy, that's your chance to call in. 415-402-6865. First five will qualify to win the big prize that'll get announced at 6:30 today. JD and Steiny will announce the winner. First five callers at 415-402-6865 qualify for courtside club tickets to the Warriors Heat game on February 10th. And you'll know in 12 hours from now if you, in fact, win it. So don't be afraid to jump on the contest line, 415-402-6865. All right, Guru and Coz with you. Joe Lowe and Dibs have the day off on this day. Love to hear from you on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. You can always jump on the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Kevin Durant. First of all, we've all come to the conclusion this is it. This is the final ride for KD wearing a Warriors uniform. He ain't going to the Chase Center in a Warriors uniform. He's going to be wearing another uniform.
No, Coz, I'm on the other side.
Are you really?
Because he's showing to me and the masses that maybe he can't be the guy. So if he went to New York, it would be all on him to see if he could take New York to the next level and get him a chip. I think now this is the easiest basketball he's ever played when everybody's there.
Mm-hmm.
And if Green were to leave or not come back and they replace him with somebody, I think he's staying here.
Really?
Oh, there's no doubt. I think this is more feeding to that, where he's like, I like playing with another superstar or two.
What if he just goes to Los Angeles but and then plays he's with his buddy LeBron?
Now, wow, that's sexy. I just don't think it would happen. Because then the narrative would be, you went to follow the king. Go be your own king.
He's already proven he can't be his own king.
That's what I think's happening.
Here's what you go tonight and tomorrow. Right? He ought to be dropping 35 and 35 the next
two
nights.
Give me 40.
You want four bills? He better drop four bills on one of these two teams. Right? Neither team has anyone who can check him. This is his chance to be the leader on the club. He's going to get as many shots as he wants to take. No one's taking the ball out of his hands.
They got swept on the Texas Triangle, Coz. We've seen a lot.
To subpar teams. Houston's not as good as they
are.
San Antonio's not as good as they are.
Dallas, come on.
Dallas
he has
is
a game-winning shot.
Team. Yep.
And settled for a jumper.
And that's what he does. which I'm fine with. He's a great shooter. I'm fine.
But not in the crunch. I need you to go have the refs be involved if you miss.
Here's the next part to this. We're looking at it from the KD perspective on this one. All right, it's all about Kevin Durant and whether he's liking posts, whether he's yelling at fans. Draymond Green, let's start with it. Did Draymond Green cross the line?
Not to me. And if I'm him, I'm hurt. I'm hurt to the core. And I saw him out there the other night, rooting his team on, nice suit, no socks. But, you know, that's
I don't like the no
socks. What are they? When did it happen?
I don't like the no socks.
When did it happen, Coach?
Okay, your feet are going to sweat in those shoes.
Ugh.
And your feet are going to get, you're going to get some, you know, you get the rubbing with the leather of the shoes. That's not good
DeMarcus
for your feet.
Cousins, no socks either.
Nah, that's not a good look.
Anyway, but he was out there rooting his team. I know he's hurt. He's hurt.
Okay, here's my deal. Is Draymond Green becoming a sympathetic character in this entire play between KD and Draymond Green? Draymond Green, I think in the beginning, to a lot of people, crossed the line. The Warriors thought so. The Warriors not only sat him for a game, they took 120 bills from him.
Oh, that hurt him.
All right, you take your paper. Now all of a sudden it means something. Fair?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the Warriors position it as Draymond's the bad guy. Draymond overstepped his bounds. Draymond said things he shouldn't have said. We're going to march those two guys out for a photo op and have them shoot free throws at one end of the court together. Was that in Houston or Atlanta? I don't know where they
Houston.
Were. They were in Houston together.
Walked in
together. Oh, everything's fine. Go to the far basket and shoot free throws together, guys. So the media can see it and it's all going to stop. But it doesn't stop, right? Because we got guys yelling at fans. We got guys liking the Instagram posts.
Goodness.
Is Draymond Green going from what the Warriors had positioned as the bad guy to now all of a sudden, you know what? This should be over. And KD's the guy who's keeping it alive. And Draymond's just getting, it's a drive-by on Draymond every day.
I'm with you, and it's the latter. And I've come full circle. It is KD not letting this go. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you and I think. What do you think the organization who suspended Draymond is thinking now? Because if that like on that Instagram is real and that just happened and we're supposed to be in a good place, KD and Dre, Coach, to me, everything is on the table. And you hear the coach talk about spirituality. I mean, this is not church. We're talking basketball. And when you throw a word out like that to me, it's serious. Coach, you are going to call me crazy and overzealous with this statement. I honestly believe something is about to happen. A domino is going to fall with one of these two players in this season.
Really?
This is obvious. It can't be fixed.
This is interesting. You know, I will say this. You mentioned Steve Kerr. You know, it was great when you win 73 games. It's great when you win championships. It's remember the time, and I think this was awful, when Steve Kerr had the back issue and he had the surgery and then he had to miss a bunch of games.
Walton.
Yeah, Luke Walton was the greatest coach in the NBA at that point, right? Because what did he win, 39 games with
Luke
Walton?
And let Draymond can do what he wanted.
And Draymond's yelling and screaming at people and everything's going great. Well, when everything's going great, you don't need to be a leader. It's when things are going bad you need to be a leader. And I think a lot of this has to fall on Steve Kerr's shoulders as well.
That is interesting.
And is that fair or am I being mean?
No, it's fair. And I'm going to go Chris Webber. Had he called the timeout in L.A., is it fair for me to even say we wouldn't even be here? Some people say, oh, it would eventually, we would have saw it. But would we have saw it in public? Because that's really what this is all about now. The rat's on the table.
Are you a believer in late game situations that when you get the rebound, you call time every time? Or are you a believer that you get the ball and you run it up and don't give the defense a chance to set up?
I love the question. This is why I love Kerr. It fluctuates.
Oh, look at
but
you.
I saw
look
five,
at you, Mr. Gray Area.
I saw 5 minutes.
I give you a black and white question. I don't want gray area.
I'm
going to
give you the black right here.
Okay.
5 minutes in game 7 of the NBA Finals and your team can't score. And I think Kerr is the best coach in the NBA, but there had been no adversity. He didn't call a timeout. Guess what? They lose that game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my point being, had you called the timeout against, there was a game this year, Denver.
Right.
Where Curry, you let them do it, and you get the ball to the young big fella Jones, he gets it blocked. So my question is, I do have a problem if it keeps occurring over and over at the end of games, Coach. Steve, you need to learn to use that timeout, and this could be the biggest one of the dynasty that you didn't use that Monday in L.A.
Oh, that's interesting. And if that timeout that you didn't call is what lit the fuse to create the powder keg that's about to happen.
Oh, and everybody, oh, it would have happened anyway. We don't know to the degree that it happened, Coase.
Does it not happen if Steph Curry's still here?
People calling him Gandhi. I just feel like, and I love Steph. You know, he went to Draymond's house. What does that tell you after the feud? You think he went to bad
mouth? Maybe he just lives closer.
No, he went. I think there was something more to it. Like, they were on the same side of the street in regard to.
Interesting.
I know what we're dealing with, and you got the raw deal to get suspended.
888-957-9570. Feel free to jump on board. On a Black Friday, on a doorbuster deal, we got Guru and Co's in for Joe Lo and Dibs.
Black and white.
Exactly. And also hit us on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. 95795. Robin in San Francisco. Nice. Let's give me a little phone call here. Hey, Robin, happy day after Thanksgiving. What's happening, Robin? Welcome into 95.7 The Game.
Happy Thanksgiving. I love you, Guru, and tell Tony. I still love it. Listen, I want to drop some game on you. This is what my 25-year-old son said. Us old folks call it perspective. He called it game. He said, Mama, you remember when I told you when Draymond got kicked out that game, you got mad because you... And I told you then that Draymond needed to learn to stay sucker-free? Well, he's gone and did it again. He can't stay sucker-free. All this avalanche of KD going and leaving and stuff. He let the outsiders inside the locker room. He gave them the power. That's a sucker move, Mama. I don't care if KD is going to leave. You never let the outside forces come inside the locker room. And if I didn't know any better, I'd say he's a straight traitor. He said, but I'll tell you this, that was a straight-up sucker move. Just like they called KD soft, that was soft what Dre did, too. That's all I want to say.
I love it. Robin, wow. Go get that doorbuster deal,
yeah,
sister.
I was like, she might be driving in here.
I'm all about Robin.
Wow.
She's got, first of all, I can't believe she got a 25-year-old son.
Yeah.
She just sounds too young for that.
Yeah. And I heard a Steiny's Townie. What was it?
So, well, I think she swore, so we had to bleep it out.
Oh, okay.
Steven bleeped it out. I think that's what that was. Or maybe she's going to get a new phone.
Look at
doorbuster deal.
But what about the meat on her bone? Did Durant let the outside in? Or is he doing that with every like on social media?
I think he is. I'm starting to think he's the greatest troll in the history of NBA social media.
But then that would mean he wins when this is over, right? Or he gets to laugh. Is he laughing at this? I think it's bothering him. But you're the one that's making it happen.
You fan of WWE?
No. Grown men in underwear, okay. No.
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And there's something there called a heel turn.
Heel turn.
Where you're
never
a
heard
face,
of.
You're a face, you're a good guy, everybody loves him. KD in Oklahoma City was a great guy. Right? Everybody loved him. Oh, I can't believe they didn't beat the Warriors. That stinks. Well, he's going to go back there for a year, and then they're eventually going to add a piece, and they're going to knock off the Warriors next year. No. He decides to sign with the Warriors. And at that point, he turned a little to the dark side.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going with the winners over here. I could have set my own trail over here with OKC. I started the turn. And slowly, when you go to the dark side, it starts to reveal your true colors.
I don't give a damn about no Drake Knight.
And he even says, this is the real Kevin Durant. I'm the guy. Remember, he's yelling at everybody all the time. He's always on social media. He's got the burner account. Mm. This is the real guy. I think he made the heel turn. And now he's laughing at everybody inside. Everyone thinks he's Mr. Smiling, Laughing, Joking Around guy in Oklahoma City. When he did stick up for his teammate, remember when he was sticking up? He's a great teammate. Here, maybe he's a little different. He's a little angry.
I don't give a damn about no damn Drake Knight.
So let me ask you this,
Kelce. No damn Drake Knight.
That was great. Where's the win in it for him?
We'll find out.
Because you will agree with me, or you tell me if you do or not, that he's looking like he has rabbit ears or soft. Because he's caring, he cares about Joe Schmo in his mom's basement. How can Joe Schmo get your attention? You're the great Kevin Durant.
Exactly.
So doesn't that make him look bad in the public arena? Perception's reality.
We'll find out. We're going to step aside. When we continue, John and Benicia is going to jump in. What role does Steve Kerr have in all this? And is the tide starting to turn? I think when this whole thing started, everyone was on Kevin Durant's side. And everyone thought Draymond crossed a line and got personal. I wonder if the tide isn't starting to turn in favor of Draymond Green, especially after Kevin Durant liking an Instagram post of a random fan mentioning a Draymond trade. That's all coming up when we continue. 888-957-9570. And then you have got the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson is here for four. You're working twice the day that you normally work. Can you handle 4 hours, or will you just do 2 hours and then repeat
that
2 hours?
Let's just real quick. I used to do weekend shots, 4 hours Saturday and Sunday. I got it.
Hit me with your best shot. I'm Jim Cozumore. Exactly. Joe Lo and Dibs off today, back on Monday. We're going to mess it up with you on 95.7 The Game.
What's that smell?
The Golden State Warriors take on Oakland's own Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers.
Here comes Durant to Thompson. He's open. He fires. Buries the three.
Coverage starts tonight with Warriors Live at 6. Tip-off at 7:30. Only on the home of the NBA champs, 95.7. The Game.
Merry Christmas!
Come Santa Claus. Come now back Santa Claus. To 95.7 The Game.
I requested Christmas music.
Wow. I'm a bit disappointed, too.
It's Luda Christmas.
People are going to their Black Friday doorbuster deal right now, driving at breakneck pace because the doors open at 7 a.m., and you're giving them Luda Christmas.
Yes.
You're not giving me a Burl Ives.
That was a horrible song. He got a check for that, Coz.
He did.
You think Joe Lo and Dibs are somewhere waiting to get in somewhere Black Friday, or are they in the bed?
I think they're up and at him.
No, Lo might be at the gym.
Lo's at the gym.
Jim doing bets.
I think Dibs is at like a gym. Joe's up because he's got Chilton's.
Yeah, look at you.
So you got to be up for that.
Two of them.
And then you got Dibs probably up at some golf superstore trying to get himself some fresh new clubs with the doorbuster deal. He needs a new putter.
Look at you.
Are you going to watch Tiger versus Phil?
I thought I was, but when I found out there would be no fans in attendance.
I forgot that.
That is the nerdiest, strangest. So what am I going to gravitate to?
Yeah.
I want to hear the fans. Answer your question, no.
I want to hear the fans, and I want them to have signs. I want it to be like Happy Gilmore when
there
those two are playing.
At you.
That's what I want. What do you think of the side bets? If Phil tweets the $100,000 and Tiger says, you think you're going to make a birdie? Double it. I'll make a birdie double.
I'm not a big Phil fan.
200,000.
Towny was in here on Friday. Oh, I went to grad school with him in San Diego. What's the difference between Phil and Martha Stewart?
What?
Martha had to go to prison for her inside trade. How did Phil get off? That's just the things I think of. I'm random.
Pills. Look at you. I'm
Lefty got in some trouble, but he got off.
If I could, hey, I wish I could get involved in insider trading, make some bank the way they did. Right?
Real bank.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Maybe we'll get into the golf a little bit later on. No, I want to talk
Are
about the NFL.
Are you ordering it real quick?
No.
No $20 from Coach.
I'm not going to give him $20 to watch. What is that, 5 hours to watch two guys slowly walk around the course?
Today, exactly. There you go.
Is it after the Iron Bowl? Isn't Auburn, Alabama
today?
Yeah,
look at you.
Isn't it? Is it after the Iron Bowl, or is it Iron Bowl's tomorrow? When's the Apple Cup? Is the Apple Cup tonight or tomorrow?
I need a lifeline.
Isn't that Washington State's the Apple Cup? And then there's Michigan, Ohio State.
I thought that was a Civil War.
Apple Cup's tonight at 5:30.
Oregon State. Yeah. Wait, who gave me that one?
We got the Apple Cup tonight at 5:30 in Pullman.
Okay, so what time are they teeing off?
I want to say 1:30.
Okay, two guys playing in an open course. They can get it done in 4 hours.
Is that the biggest ego job ever? It's just us two, and we know we'll sell. No fans.
Yeah, but it's boxing. We watch boxing.
But these two aren't at the top
MMA.
Of their game.
So
this is reputation.
Play this 10, 15 years ago and you're buying it?
Oh, good Lord.
No
$99
question.
I'll buy.
And they hated each other more then.
Yeah.
Now you get a little bit older. You might dislike each other, but you can deal with it.
Yeah. What's the Sly Stallone, De Niro boxing movie where they finally fight in their like 80 years or 70 years old? Well, come on, help me out back there.
What are you talking about? The
they had a
movies?
Movie to where they fight each other, De Niro and Pacino, but they're like...
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, and Kevin Hart's in it.
I didn't see that.
But they fight when they're old, Coz. That's basically it.
Nothing wrong with that. Let's get some phone calls in here at 888-957-9570. You can hit us on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. Guru and Coz with you all the way until 10 o'clock. We're in for Joe Lo and Dibs. Full day here at 95.7 The Game, by the way. Live and local all the way until Warrior time. When JD and Steiny take over, and then at 6:30, they're going to announce who the big winner is of our Black Friday super prize.
It gets right? My bucket list wish.
I know. Well, remember, when you hear Tim Roy, call the number, you jump on board. And you get you qualify. Yeah, you qualify.
Let's do it.
All right, let's get things rolling here with John and Benicia. John, you're first up this segment here on 95.7 The Game. What role, John, does Steve Kerr play in this whole ball of wax? Hey, Nash, can you hit line two? Give me a line two. Thank you, John. Hey, John, what role does Kerr play?
Yeah, I think he does play a role because, you know, you guys talked about the fact that he didn't call a timeout when Curry had the ball. And that's because he trusts them to bring it up the court. He could have called the timeout when he saw Draymond. And in fact, though, if you go back and look at the tape, when Draymond looks up right before the ball goes off of his knee, you see a cutter going towards the basket. And I think he was going to pass the ball to him. The thing is that it's not like he, you know, jacked up a three with Durant wide open under the basket.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that, you know, I think Kerr needs to call a timeout, but one other thing, the WWE comment was just spot on.
Ooh.
And I mean, if you want to go true WWE, when you bring back Curry, you have Curry, Durant, and Draymond on the court. And basically, you know, you have him yelling at Draymond and he starts to walk away. And then Curry picks up a chair and just tools him. That's true. That's how you should settle it.
You're right. You're right. I hear you, John. Thanks very much, man. We appreciate it. Have a good Black Friday today. He's up early. He's getting ready to go.
Yeah, early bird gets the worm. Was that the heel turn that you told me about?
Heel turn is when you're a good guy, you're a face, and then all of a sudden you become the bad guy.
That is wild.
And I think KD is morphing into the bad guy who's hard to like, but you kind of like that, right?
Would you say just like hearing heels in the Bay or nationally?
No, I think nationally, because I think the Warriors are a global team. The Warriors move the needle for every morning gab show on television, right?
They were leading off on Thanksgiving with that Instagram light.
And there's, you know, LeBron moves the needle, the Warriors move the needle. You know, there's an interesting question, though. When Tyson Chandler was cut loose by the Phoenix Suns, he had two choices, really, in essence, go to the Lakers, who are not going to win a championship this year. They're not going to win a championship.
I'm not one of those guys. I'm a dreamer. Never say never,
really?
And it's LeBron, but you might be.
I thought they would have a hard time making a playoff.
Oh, no, they may be the 3-2 seed.
No.
Oh, well, look at the standings. Memphis is number one now.
They are the island of misfit toys of the NBA.
What is it? Buffalo Springfield. Something's happening here, and the Lakers are getting hot. Coach, just remember that in April.
No.
Ogun told me.
I will.
2 or 3 seed.
And you know what? Mark the tape, and we'll bring it back, and you can face me at that point.
All right.
I think those guys are the island of misfit toys. They've got the greatest toy on the planet in LeBron, and everyone else is an also ran.
You're not a Kuzma guy.
I'm not a Kuzma guy. I think he's good, but I don't think he's great. Nope.
Wow.
JaVale? You think JaVale's worth anything? Nope.
JaVale may be on the All-Star team
Roger,
this year.
He is. Get
no,
out
I'm just
of
throwing
here.
It at Coles. He's doing everything.
He is not
he's
going
even
to be
scoring.
An All-Star.
Okay. I'm just.
All right. All that's right. Fine. How about Rajon Rondo?
Not a fan.
Not a fan either.
And he's out with his arms. So Lonzo Ball, I like.
I like, but I don't love. Is he worthy of the number 2 overall pick? You know what?
Okay, give me this.
He's not even the second best point guard in that draft.
I'll give you that. Give me this, though.
Okay.
They're being treated from the networks like the Heatles.
Yes.
I call the Warriors the Weedles.
Yep.
People don't like it, but give me that. They're like not must-see, but they're you know?
Yep.
There's an agenda with the Lakers.
Thank you from the 9-1-6. That movie was called Grudge
Match. Thank Coast, because you made me almost forget, like, did I really watch it?
Yep.
It was Grudge Match.
Grudge Match.
There we go.
There you go. Grudge Match. Thank you to the 9-1-6 who's listening in on radio.com.
I feel better.
I look at the Lakers and I think, whatever. I look at the Warriors. I think they're going to win the NBA championship. If you're Tyson Chandler, how do you pick the Lakers over the Warriors? Are you saying
that's
interesting? Do you do that because they've got DeMarcus Cousins waiting? But I got news for you. I'm not so certain DeMarcus Cousins comes back 100%. That's a tough injury to come back from.
He's not in shape. I mean, he's not in shape. That's a lot of lumber he's carrying. So, you know, everything that
6'11", 270.
Dude, that's a lot.
A lot of weight.
Yeah.
And I don't know how.
Proceed with caution.
I'm not a doctor, but I don't know how he sliced the Achilles. Did it roll? Is it the kind that rolled all the way up his leg? Or did he just kind of tear it?
You know, I'm going to imagine it's the one that...
That rolls up your leg?
Yeah. And then, that scar back there, because my buddy had it.
You know what? I'd be intrigued. Is this what we're doing, talking about the Warriors and the dysfunction that they're
in
right
now? We're not making anything up.
We're not.
Okay.
But is it all just a ruse until they're healthy? When Steph comes back and Draymond comes back,
that's why I want to break my coffee mug talking to you. Okay. We don't know if they're going to ever be healthy again. Tomorrow is not promised. We don't know what Steph is dealing with.
That's true.
What about when he comes back? That old, forget if the ball goes in. I just want to see how he's reacting to the injury. I'm just tired of people in the narrative being everything's going to be okay. This is not a video game. And what if Clay were to go down? What if KD was to get hurt? That's what I'm saying. Quit acting like everything's going to be Bob Marley. We don't know. Can I ask you this, Coz, on this Good Friday?
Go for it.
Black Friday?
I like it.
When's Steph coming back? There's no set date.
There is no set date.
When's Dre coming back, Coz? There is no set date.
They're not telling us. They're not telling us.
But everybody's walking around here looking at the sky, oh, like it's Thanksgiving, and you can tell me on the 20th, that's the day they're coming back. We don't know. And as much as this soap opera, Young and the Restless, keeps going, and those guys don't show, it's getting worse to put it all back in the bag and get that magic back. That's just me.
All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco. It is the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Daryl the Guru Johnson, I am Jim Cosimore, in for Joe Lowen Dibs. They're off today. Guru and I are going to be here until 10 o'clock this morning.
You tired of me?
No, are you kidding me? First hour flew by. I find it interesting, something that Steiny said the other night on the postgame show. I'm not sure you were with, I'm trying to think if it was you or JD, but he was looking at the roster and what is currently constructed. Mm. And he said, and this is currently because Draymond's out and Steph is out. He said, look at what you've got to work with. Take the superstars out of this thing. You've got Jordan Bell. You got Jones. You got Cook. You got Jerebko. You got Lee. You got Evans. And Steiny's point was, aside from the superstars, they got a bad roster. The rest of these guys aren't great NBA players, not good NBA players. They're on NBA rosters, but they're not really winnable guys. Fair enough?
That is super fair. And they're not scorers. So there's nothing worse watching a game of basketball, Coz, when you know, I call basketball beautiful science. When there's a shot created and it's not.